It's interesting to talk about the symbols of Canada because it's so big. I mean, we're the second largest country in the world, so you can't really talk about the country as a whole. Usually we talk about provinces, which are, of course, like the states in the United States, but we don't call them states in Canada. They are provinces. And each province usually has its own symbols. For example, my province is represented often by whales and icebergs. It's very natural. I live on the East Coast, where it's cold and very natural. But then, if you go further inland to the center of Canada, you of course have Quebec, where their symbols are the fleur-de-lis. You have Ontario, which is where you'd find Ottawa, the capital city of Canada. And a lot of maple leaves, maple syrup. These are the types of things you find more in the center of Canada. As you go further west, you have more of the cowboy feel, where their symbols will include things like beef and bulls and the prairies, which are the flat regions in Canada where a lot of the farmers and agriculturalists live. And then you can go further west, and you have the Rocky Mountains. I think for most people out west, that's what symbolizes home for them would be the Rockies.